What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Austin Hallman is persona non grata in Nicaragua. As you guys know by now, Austin Hallman was denied entry into the country of Nicaragua, and that's because he sexually exploits women. Guys, you need to understand something and understand this really good, okay? Why are you guys out there following a 23-year-old kid who lived with his mama and cuts hair for $2.99 in fucking Texas, okay? You guys out there, especially you niggers, you all need to understand and understand this really good. I know Austin Hallman says Colombia is Disney World, it's the happiest place on earth. As a passport, bro, you can go there and literally buy a woman off of El Centro. Look, dudes, there is real consequences to doing nigger shit. And I don't care if you're black, white, Puerto Rican, Asian. If you're doing nigger shit like Austin Hallman, eventually you're gonna get caught. What happened with Austin Hallman in Nicaragua is that somebody dropped a dime on him. For those of you guys who don't know, I'm 43 years old, okay? Back in the day when somebody says, hey, somebody dropped a dime on you, it simply means somebody called the police on you, you know? I don't know if you young guys out there remember payphones, you know? Payphones were all over the place back in the day. And to make a regular local phone call was like 25 cents. But to call the police, I believe it was like 10 cents. So when somebody said back in the day, somebody dropped a dime on him, it simply means that somebody called the authorities and reported them. That's exactly what happened with Austin Hallman. Somebody contacted the Nicaraguan government and said, hey, don't let this nigger into your country because he sexually exploits women. That's what happened, dudes. Just like Austin Hallman is persona non grata in Brazil, this is why Austin Hallman will not go to Brazil. He cannot go to Brazil. He is persona non grata in fucking Nicaragua. Dudes, there are consequences to being a sex tourist. Guys, I've said this before and I've said it again. I've known white dudes who've been doing passport bro shit since Kennedy was in office. You're talking since 1962. White dudes have been doing this. This one white dude, he's been doing passport bro shit for 60 plus years, and yet he never has a problem. Austin Hallman goes overseas for not even 2 years. Not even 2 motherfucking years, and understands that, oh, I can do whatever the fuck I want because I'm the great Austin Hallman. No, nigger, you just got a bunch of fucking low-life dusties out there cheering you on, supporting you. You guys gotta understand this, okay? The U.S. government does not intervene in foreign matters, okay? Austin Hallman did a video, a sarcastic video, saying the U.S. government is very helpful because the U.S. government wouldn't help him get off the Nicaraguan fly list. Nigger, understand, the U.S. government cannot intervene in foreign countries' relationships, okay? When I was in Egypt, for example, a couple of years ago, I overstayed my visa, okay? I didn't know that. Here's the thing, I'm an Egyptian citizen, okay? I'm a dual citizen, okay? I was born in Egypt, okay? Apparently, Egypt has a law that if you're born in Egypt, and even if you are dual citizen and you stay in Egypt for over half a year, you will be drafted in the military, okay? So when I overstayed my visa in Egypt for half a year, and I tried to leave Egypt, they're like, ah, no, you gotta go report to military service, you know? So I called the U.S. Embassy, and the U.S. Embassy is like, hey, dude, their country, their laws, we don't intervene with what foreign countries do. You're on your own. Now, fortunately for me, we have good lawyers all over the world, whether it's America or Egypt. In just a matter of weeks, guys, I was exempt from military service, and I was on my way back to America. No problem, okay? Austin Hallman needs to fucking understand. You niggers out there need to understand this and understand this really good. The U.S. government cannot help you overseas, okay? If you fucking beat up a girl overseas, you fucking do nigger shit, get in a fight overseas, and they drag your ass to jail for 20 fucking years, the U.S. government is not gonna fucking help you. Get that through your mind. The U.S. government couldn't help Coach Red Pill in fucking Ukraine. They couldn't fucking help that fucking gay basketball player who spent 9 months in prison in fucking Russia. What the fuck makes you think they're gonna help a bunch of niggers out? Come on, dudes. Have a motherfucking brain, you all. You all can't be this retarded. I mean, honestly, dudes. Look, you black people out there watching this, just stay home. Stay home, live in Section 8 housing, get fucking welfare, you know, fucking buy weed, and that's it, okay? As much as Austin Hallman tells you America's the worst country in the world and Americans are racist, guys, any country in the world you will go to, they hate niggers, okay? They hate niggers in Egypt, they hate niggers in Ukraine, they hate niggers everywhere in the world. You want to know where they hate niggers the most? Africa. You know who hates American blacks the most? Africans. I know, I'm one of them, okay? At the end of the day, you American blacks are niggers. That's what you are. And again, you can be blue, black, white, Puerto Rican, Asian. You can be a nigger regardless of having too much melanin or not enough melanin, okay? A nigger is an inferior person. This is exactly what you American black people are. You are inferior people. Just accept the fact that you are inferior. And special shout out to Euro GA nationalist for making the for coming out with this and giving us scientific and historical facts. Euro GA nationalist, who is part black, he said that the black people we got here in America 400 years ago, those were the black people that other black people in Africa didn't want because these were the inferior black people. So all the inferior black people came here to America as slaves, and obviously you American blacks like Austin Hallman are descendants of these inferior blacks that the other blacks back in Africa didn't want. So at the end of the day, you guys out there need to understand this and understand this really good. America is the best and safest place for niggers, okay? Once you go overseas, look, how many black men died, got murdered, got robbed, got drugged overseas? Thousands. And that number's gonna exponentially get worse as Austin Hallman tells niggers, "Hey, man! Colombia is a Disneyland, man. It's the happiest place on earth, man. You can just walk around and literally buy women, man." Dudes. Going overseas is not a fucking joke. Understand this and understand this really good, dudes, okay? As much as you guys talk shit about America, America is still pretty damn good when it comes to niggers. Overseas, they don't put up with nigger shit. They'll just murder you or throw you in prison, or in the case of Austin Hallman, we don't even want this motherfucking nigger in our country. This is what you guys out there gotta understand. Austin Hallman was reported to the Nicaraguan government. People are turning Austin Hallman in. Get that through your motherfucking mind, okay? This is why this passport bro shit, you keep it on the motherfucking down low. You don't fucking get a YouTube channel, grow it up to 100,000 people, tell people all over the world, "Yo, man, come into Nicaragua, come to Colombia, come to Bolivia, come to Brazil, sexually exploit these women, you can buy women, you can mistreat them, you can take booty pics of them and put it up on the internet without their concern." Guys, you can't do that shit out of America. Even if you do this, look, if Austin Hallman did a fraction of the nigger shit he did overseas, sexually molesting women, harassing women, putting their business on the internet without their consent, Austin Holman would be spending multiple life sentences in prison here in America if he did a fraction of that nigger shit he's doing overseas when it comes to sexually harassing, exploiting, and molesting women. Now, I know some of you guys out there are going to say, well, Amr, we can get away with it overseas, but, you know, here in America, they're going to put us in jail for it. First of all, you are a fucking sexual predator if you sexually harass, molest women like Austin Holman does, okay? You're a fucking sexual... If you support Austin Holman, you're a sexual predator. Let's get that out in the open right now, okay? Number two, okay? Overseas, they're just gonna murder you, okay? Look, I've been to Colombia. I live in Colombia. I have fucking acquaintances in Colombia, dudes. I never had a problem in Colombia. Why? Because I'm not a fucking nigger. This is what you niggers out there gotta understand. They're gonna fucking murder you. They're gonna fucking offline you. If the country doesn't do what Nicaragua and Brazil do, which is flat out give you persona non grata status for harassing women and telling you we don't even want your nigger ass in our country to begin with, their people are going to fucking murder you. This is why black people are getting murdered across Latin America, okay? Just because you'll go to prison here in America for sexually molesting, harassing women, becoming a sexual predator like Austin Holman, okay? Yeah, overseas, you might be able to get away with it legally, but at the end of the day, if the country itself does not kick you out like they did to Austin Holman, then the local people will simply end up murdering you. Get that through your motherfucking minds. You niggers out there watching Austin Holman, understand this and understand this really good. He is a sexual predator. Countries are kicking him out. People are snitching on him. They're dropping a dime on him. The fact that Austin Holman has not gotten got this long, he should count himself. He should be very, very fortunate. If I was Austin Holman, I'd just go back to America, live with my mama, cut hair for $2.99. That's what I would do if I was Austin Holman. And all the money he scammed from you dusties out there paying him money for consultations, I'd take that money and I would actually start a fucking legit business with it in America and just get off the internet. That's what I would do if I was Austin Holman. But of course, you know, he likes the money. He likes the glam of having a 100K YouTube channel. He likes getting money from dusties who consider him Black Jesus. So he ain't gonna quit, guys. And eventually, guys, one of two things are gonna happen to Austin Holman. Either he's gonna get got or he's gonna end up 6 feet under. I'm telling you this right now. Austin Holman needs to understand this and understand this really good. People know who you are, dude. They're reporting you. They're dropping a dime on you. They're snitching you out. They're gonna turn you in, dude. You are gonna get got. Whether you're gonna get got by the governments putting you in prison or telling you to stay the fuck out of our country, or the people themselves are gonna end up offlining you, dude. Get this through your motherfucking head, Austin. You're gonna get got. Your luck will run out. Not may, not can, not if. It will run out. Your best bet, dude, go back to Texas, live with your mama, cut hair for $2.99, and just delete your entire social media presence. That's the smart thing for you to do, Austin. And all you niggers out there cheering him on, what's wrong with you? Seriously, black men, what the fuck is wrong with you, dudes? I mean, there are black people in the comment section telling Austin, oh yeah, the US government can't help you out, Austin, because the US government, they're incompetent. Dude, it's their motherfucking country. You just can't go to another country and be like, yo, man, I'm an American citizen, dude. I can do whatever I want because Austin Holman said so. Dude, you, again, If I, Amer Metwali, had to go and get a military exemption in Egypt for overstaying my fucking visa, who the fuck do you niggers think you are to get the U.S. government to, like, help you out in foreign countries? Guys, at the end of the day, it's their motherfucking country. If they want to put you in prison for the rest of your fucking life, they'll do it. If they want to make sure that you never ever come into their country to prey upon their woman, it's their motherfucking right. Look, I want all you niggers out there who support Austin Hallman to understand this, and understand this really good. You are genetically inferior. Guys, even if you delete this video off of YouTube, which I know you guys do, this video is going to be on MGTOW TV, okay? Go to MGTOW TV. If you're on YouTube watching this, this video is already on MGTOW TV, dudes, okay? You're not going to get it off. You're not going to get it deleted off of MGTOW TV. I want you American blacks to understand this and understand this really good. You are inherently inferior. It is what it is.